You want to go to the next one?
Yeah, I think so. I do, yeah. Yeah, number eight.
This was in the same building. You're going to hear a voice, the voice first. It says, "I will kill you bastards." And then you're going to hear Brendan say, "Okay, I will go see how much time is on the laptop."
Completely unaware that that's what was said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was definitely unaware that's what was said.
Let's see how clear it really was. Oh, man.
Okay, I'll go see how much time is on the laptop.
All right. Fine. Fine. Now, this kind of thing is obviously disturbing, but remember, we're in a mental hospital. But, yes, that was quite clear to me. I will kill you bastards, and I would take such a thing seriously one more time.
Okay, I'll go see how much time is on the laptop.
That's got to worry you. When you listen, in, even though you're hearing this later, not right on the... I mean, if I heard that right on the spot, I might really want to make tracks. But of course, you don't. You don't... reminding everybody, folks, they have hours of tape or recordings to go through, and so they don't hear these until they get home, right?
That's correct.
All right. If you had heard this live, how would you have handled it?
I probably would have asked why. I mean, why they'd want to kill us. But then again, like you said, I mean, it is in a mental hospital. And, I mean, it's not exactly the most rational place in the world. So, obviously, the theory would be that the voices that we're going to record don't exactly match what we would normally record in a, you know, say...
somebody's home.
Yeah.
This is going to seem like an irreverent remark, but it's hard for me to imagine a God who would allow a mentally disturbed person in this world, a severely mentally disturbed person, to remain a mentally disturbed person after they pass. But, hey, I'm not the one drawing out the plans. Doesn't it seem odd? Or maybe it doesn't, because it seems like personalities carry over no matter what they are. They seem to be that on the other side, but gee.
It gives you to take pause, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, and maybe that's why you ought to be careful, pay very careful attention to what you do in this life, because that's what you're going to keep doing.
Yeah, your personality doesn't seem to change.
Uh-huh.
How you are in life, it seems like that's how you are after you die.
Either one of you believe that somebody on the other side has the power to kill anybody? Ever wonder? I mean, when you hear a statement like, "I will kill you bastards."
No, I really don't think so. I mean, especially a ghost, I don't see that they would have that power. I think, if anything, that was more of a threat to intimidate us. But, I mean, certainly we've been doing this for so long and recorded so many voices and never had anything physically threatening happen.
It would have worked for me.